This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted, I know you join me in condemning those senseless and barbaric acts of terrorism, but will you have the courage to join in condemnation of all such venal acts, including those carried out by our friends and our allies? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. The murder of William Higgins in Lebanon was grotesque, ghoulish, and unbelievable. Colonel Higgins was there in Lebanon as part of the United Nations peacekeeping force. He was murdered in retaliation for a state-sanctioned kidnapping of a pro-Iranian sheikh. Terrorist acts are just as repugnant, whether carried out and sanctioned by a radical political or religious organization or by our friends and allies. Israel is one of our true and great allies and a lone and courageous democracy in a troubled and battered region of the world. Israel has security problems of awesome magnitude that threaten its very existence as a state. Yet the life of a U.S. citizen soldier is taken, and that puts a bit of additional strain on our relationship. Your thoughts, Ted?
Al, you're playing right into the hands of the terrorists. That's exactly what those vicious anti-Semitic fanatics in Lebanon and their murderous godfather patrons in Iran and Syria want us to do, blame Israel for the latest round of terrorist atrocities in the Middle East. Shame on you, Al. Israel is the victim of terrorism, not the instigator. Sheikh Obaid is no innocent party either. He's alleged to be one of the shadowy terrorist masterminds implicated in the kidnapping of Colonel Higgins. Whatever questions exist about Israel's abduction of the sheikh, it's preposterous to equate it with the brutal action of the terrorists. What you're saying, Al, is that self-defense is not a legitimate defense to terrorism. The cold-blooded murder of Colonel Higgins shocked the conscience of the world. There must be no sanctuary for terrorists anywhere on Earth. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on his latest bad idea, U.S. military aid for the Cambodian Civil War. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.